Well, here we are, boys. Just like we've always wanted to, Ragnarok is visiting the Hood.
Nice. All right. Got my camera. I'm all ready to take some pictures.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. I mean, thanks to our loyal fan, John Henry, we're not even going to have to worry about, like, anything like...
Due to the offensive nature of this cold open, Ragnarok has decided to err on the side of caution and cut it here. We apologize. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Ragnarok. This is episode 33.
Hooray.
Worst fan fiction ever, or full life consequences. Before we get started here, we might as well introduce ourselves.
No. I refuse to introduce myself this episode.
I unrefuse to introduce myself, which cancels out Eric.
Well, I don't care.
Done this is episodes. Eric.
No. Okay, well, that's I'm not Eric. Introducing myself.
I'm Alex.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Ed.
I'm Ar.
And once again, that is Eric.
If you could see the face he was making.
What? Eric, you threw the rhythm off totally.
Yeah, we introduced him three times.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
I'm Ar. Two.
In Eric's defense, he was pretty adamant that he wasn't going to introduce himself. And we took it upon
Eric is a man who sticks
him.
To his morals.
That's right.
Yes.
So he may have the morals of a five-year-old, but he sticks to them.
But it works to get me noticed. So far, my name's been said more than practically anything else.
Ed. That was creepy.
Yes, it was.
You have the shortest name.
Why do we both pick Ed?
I don't know why you did. He has the shortest name.
But why did I pick Ed?
For a second there, I thought we were in, like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something. You guys were both chanting Ed in unison. I thought I was going to have to kill you both.
Well, while you were busy killing one of us, the other one would get you.
It's true, that's our plan.
Yep. I mean,
we are Alex and
Resistance is Futile. All right. So tonight's topic is the worst fan fiction ever. Because we were all sitting around talking about how most of us didn't like fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to see if we could write a fan fiction, but the worst fan fiction. So without consulting each other.
Of course, it has to be a crossover.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Naturally.
So without consulting each other, we each picked a universe that we were going to converge into this fan fiction.
Now, if I were a listener, I would think to myself, does it have to be a nerdy world, a nerdy universe?
That's a good question, fake listener. No, it does not.
Who says he's a fake listener? Maybe he listens to the episodes at home, too.
Yeah, but he doesn't count.
Oh.
And besides, that was his persona of a listener.
Oh,
I don't think any
else?
Of our listeners sound that intelligent.
Oh.
Wow.
Shit.
I love you guys.
We have a good rapport.
That's
I think
true.
We can make fun of our listeners.
Yeah, you guys can take a joke.
No, they can't.
Zero downloads. No.
How would they know?
There's one download and someone posts, whoa, guys, don't download this one.
Alex makes the most inappropriate joke about us. Nah.
Yeah. Don't even touch it. All right. So we each picked our intellectual property, if you will, and we're going to converge them into what could be the worst or best.
Or both.
Probably.
Or both. The worst. The worst.
The burst.
The worst.
The worst fan fiction ever.
In any case, we have five square pegs that we're going to try to hammer into a big old round hole.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's really big, we could drop all five pegs in. It'd be no problem.
We're going to drop you into a hole.
Pegs are bigger than
a square hole or a circle hole?
A lava hole.
Triangle. Oh, that's fucking crazy. That's not nice.
All right. So
I want an apology.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. That's better.
All right. I'm Meyer.
So why
no wonder Meyer was silent. He was biding his time for that perfectly timed joke.
He was waiting for the first little lull, and then bam!
The good thing it happened now and not at the end of the episode.
Well, yeah. Now he's going to do it at the end of the episode.
Well, we always do it at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't we each start by introducing what we picked? You know, just give a brief synopsis of the intellectual property.
I refuse.
People listening at home know what we're talking about.
I'm
so, Eric, you start.
This is morals. Speaking of morals, that's something that you get at the end of every episode of my choice, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
Whoa.
We're all so shy.
I am so surprised. I cannot contain my surprise in my surprise box.
I
you have a surprise box?
Not anymore. You just exploded.
Overloaded my surprise
Damn.
Box.
All right, so I'll give a quick rundown. It's about a bunch of pastel ponies living in a happy pony land, which isn't always so happy, because sometimes there's monsters.
And there's also all the dragons are enslaved.
Yes. Only one of them.
And sometimes
he's the only dragon.
That's
no,
more
other
than
dragons.
There should be.
They're all enslaved.
I'm against dragon slavery. Yeah.
Sometimes there are creepy fairy ponies that eat love.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the one summarizing.
Sorry. Go on, talk about your dragon-slaving world.
There's only one dragon slave. The other dragons, they have their hordes.
Too many dragon slaves.
Well, go home.
Okay.
Wait, talk about the rape wolf.
But I'm taking this episode with me.
So the ponies have a lot of things that they have to deal with, and some of them are magical, and some of them can fly, and some of them are just really good farmers.
And some of them are dragon emancipators.
They have problems that they want to solve.
Yeah, they gotta solve problems.
What about the wolves?
Using the power of friendship. And magic, because they're synonymous.
And the wolves. What about the wolves?
There's timber wolves.
And what about the copper?
No, that's in the much better show.
Yeah, that's an hour show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We can talk about that.
Right. So you have to know about the show, because I talk about it in a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Meyer?
I picked probably my favorite kid show of all time.
Everybody should know what this
Everyone.
Is.
Everyone.
Uh-huh.
It was on PBS, it was called Doobly Zoo.
Yeah, I've never heard about it until today.
You've never even heard of it? Seriously?
Go home again.
Meyer and I sing that song all the time.
Yeah. I've never heard you sing that song before.
Wow.
I have, and I know the show too.
I've heard about Doobly Zoo, but I've never actually seen it.
Well, Doobly Zoo take place in a zoo, and there's people who...
I thought it was a town. Could you...
Might have been a town.
I think it's
a town. You guys really love that shit.
Well, it was in the 80s.
Yes, we were very little when we watched it. It was a town called Zoobly Zoo. But it might have been a town in the imagination of animals in a zoo. That's possible.
Yeah.
That's disturbing. It might have been a town imagined by animals in a zoo, dreaming that they were free.
It was a collective hallucination.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And so...
All right, wait, save this for the fanfic, guys.
So... the basic, every episode, all the characters are animals, and they like different things, like...
They all drop acid at the start.
Yeah, like, there's Mayor Ben, who's a leopard, and,
He said a leper for a second. He's touchy for
his
a
arms fell off.
And then Bill the Beaver,
he's
builds
a beaver,
stuff.
Obviously.
And
on command.
Yeah. And so they have all these different quirks.
There was Van Gogh the Lion, who was a painter.
Yeah. There's was that the kangaroo who likes to dance and sing.
She was kind of hot.
Yeah, talking to cockatoo like writing.
The kangaroo was hot. What?
She was.
There were people in costumes. It wasn't a cartoon. It was a live action show.
Oh.
This is the television program that got Ed into bestiality.
But anyway, so basically the plot.
Well, this is Wishbone.
Every plot of episode.
I should have picked Wishbone. Is it too late to change?
No.
Yes, it's too late to change.
Mm. Every episode, they have to solve a problem that we'll take for, like, what kids will face, like going to the doctor and stuff. And then Mayor Ben is the leader.
How is that a problem?
Kids are afraid of the doctor.
Yeah, kids are afraid to go to the doctor.
That shit's scary.
So, like, one of the characters would be afraid to go to the doctor, and all the other characters would talk him into going to the doctor, and then the doctor would be really nice.
Yeah. So it encouraged peer pressure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's Zoobly Zoo.
Okay.
Mine is somewhat along the same vein as Meyer's, actually.
I remember. We talked about it before.
I am picking Les Miserables.
The book or the musical?
The musical, of course.
Oh, wait. The play or the new movie?
Let's go with the play.
Okay.
I mean, they're both pretty much the same, but whatever. The play, because I actually haven't seen the movie. My story, if you don't know the story of Les Miserables, if you haven't seen the movie or the musical or read the book, is the story of Jean Valjean, an ex-convict who changes his life and becomes a force of good and is tirelessly pursued by his parole officer.
And you have to remember his name.
Inspector Javert.
No, Javert. You remember Javert's name. Sorry.
Yes. What?
There's a line in the movie that they made a big deal about.
Oh, okay.
You remember the name Javert or something like that.
Emmy Rossum.
So Javert relentlessly pursues him as Valjean tries to make his way through the Second French Revolution with himself and his adopted daughter intact and his morals. And there's also an evil innkeeper.
Well, morally reprehensible.
Yes. Well, I don't know. He's a complicated character.
Is Hugh Jackman in it?
Ed knows because he played.
And then Happy Boy.
And Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. He played.
Jean Valjean.
He played Jean Valjean, and Russell Crowe played Javert. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan?
I decided to pick an old favorite of mine, also in the same vein of Meyer and Ed, favorite from my childhood, Quantum Leap.
That's a show I can get behind.
You can't get behind Zubily Zoo?
No, it freaks me out from the description you guys gave me.
Yeah, it sounds like a weird psychodrama.
It was made in the 80s. Yes,
it sounds like it was made in the
70s. To be fair,
like Prisoner meets Mr. Rogers.
To be fair, thinking about it now, it does seem like an entire town full of furries.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, kind of.
Which just makes it better.
But at the time, I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, Ryan.
Quantum Leap. I might as well just recite the opening of the show. Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator and vanished. He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, facing mirror images that were not his own, and driven by an unknown force to change history for the better.
It was God.
Or time or fate.
Or whatever you call it.
His only guide on this journey is Al, an observer from his own time who appears in the form of a hologram that only Sam can see and hear. And so Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, striving to put right what once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap
will be the leap home.
God damn it!
Oh boy.
God damn it.
What?
No, you jumped it.
I'm sorry. Ryan has this perfectly timed. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just point something out. There's hope for all of you because he gets laid. So.
And I wasn't reading that. I was reciting.
Yes,
that
there was no paper with writing anywhere near him.
Yeah. Well, there is, but that's
not with writing.
No,
it's blank.
It's
blank.
Oh. But is it sad I can also recite the Zubily Zoo theme song?
That's true.
Yeah. Maybe you had it like programmed into you by some hidden subliminal message.
Halfway through every show, after the tones and the flashing lights stop, the kangaroo just stares at the camera and imparts that week's subliminal message. Don't forget, children. Beware the communists. Beware the communists. Fight the red menace.
Do you remember that creepy children's, that creepy scary story that you found?
Candle Cove.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
That was good.
Candle Cove.
You know what my favorite really episode creepy. Of Quantum Leap was? When he was in Enterprise. And he was the first Star Trek captain.
Yeah.
speaking of spaceships, the IP I picked is the video game Dead Space, in which engineer Isaac Clarke has to kill a whole bunch of necromorphs. And they're alien creature thingies that reanimate dead corpses and turn them into horrible monstrosities. And then cause a whole bunch of psychological terror as well.
I like Zubily Zoo.
Exactly. Full of psychological terror. So, you know, we have one horror franchise in there to shake things up.
And then we have Dead Space.
Okay, so how do you guys want to start this out?
I don't think we should start off with Quantum Leap as a base setting.
No, because, Quantum Leap has to be...
Yeah, Sam can... Dr. Beckett can leap into whatever situation we cook up.
All right, so. And I don't think it should start with Dead Space either, because that's...
Well,
I mean,
I think that the monsters from Dead Space have to attack either Zubily Zoo or Equestria.
Yeah, like it has to be set up somewhere else, and then someone gets attacked.
Right.
Maybe you'll start with Zubily Zoo meeting people from... Ponyland.
Okay,
I think Talkatoo, Cockatoo, and Pinkie Pie would get along pretty well.
That's probably true.
Okay, yeah. So how about this? What if it starts with some like magical accident in Equestria?
Okay,
all right. And that bridges.
Twilight is doing experiments with magic.
Yeah, you have to go with Twilight. Okay. Twilight doing up a spell.
Okay, so Twilight fucks up a spell, and then there's a flash of light, and there's a portal. Yeah. Like
between Zubily Zoo. We're not doing Portal the... Oh, okay.
Zubily Zoo and Equestria.
Exactly.
And they can start out with this peaceful, like, oh, you know, two happy worlds. But what they don't realize is that it also opened a portal.
There's another portal
with the necromorphs that are coming
from. No. What if there's another portal to revolutionary France?
Oh.
That's being attacked by necromorphs.
So it opens up a whole bunch of portals.
Yes.
And no one knows where they all go. But there's one in the center of town in Equestria.
Right at Town Hall.
Sure, that opens up into Zubily Zoo. That's the first one that meets. They meet like that.
And Pinkie Pie hops through it.
Ooh, of course. Perfect. It can happen, Javert suicide.
instead of dying,
he falls into a portal.
He falls into a portal. All
right, we'll get there. We'll get there.
And then, so this is the epilogue to Javert after he kills himself. He finds himself in either Zoopaloo Zoo or a question.
All right, so that'll come. It has to start with Equestria and Zoobly Zoo meeting.
Okay.
Like, it starts with everyone for all the different franchises, like, investigating the portals.
Well, here's the way I see this going down, because I know a little bit about My Little Pony. Twilight says, okay, everything will be fine as long as every pony stays away from this thing. And Pinkie Pie goes, ooh, what's that? And hops through.
Bounces right on through.
All
right,
so Meyer, you know Zoobly Zoo, so... A pony hops out of this portal into Zoobly Zoo. What do they do?
Well, let's see. As people of Zoobly Zoo is actually people and animal costumes.
I guess assume that they are their characters.
All right, they're actually animals and not people in their...
No. They're people in animal costumes.
But those, they are the characters.
They worship Pinkie Pie like a goddess because she is actually a horse.
Well, I guess Mayor Ben would have to, he is the leader, so he would, be the first one there.
All right. You see, I feel like for just a little character development,
yes.
I feel like they should meet, Bravo, the fox.
Okay.
And Bravo...
Is he the lookout?
No. Bravo...
Look out.
Okay. Fair enough.
That'll be an easy one to remember.
I feel like Bravo should meet them and try to, like... Maybe take some jewels from...
Oh, yeah, he's...
Who's the jewel, the pony with the jewels?
That's Rarity.
Like,
he is shifty.
Yeah, because Bravo's the shifty one, and then Mayor Ben can come and be like, Bravo, you know, don't do that, these are our guests.
All right, so how about this? How about which pony went through the portal?
Pinkie Pie.
All right, so Pinkie Pie hops back and tells everyone it's safe, and they come over. So Rarity comes through.
She sees it as a new investment opportunity to make new
I feel like all of them should come through.
They all come through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rarity's one of them, and then the fox shows up. So why don't you two play out that scene from the fox and Rarity meeting?
So Meyer's going to play Bravo Fox.
And I'm Rarity?
Yeah. I'm going to let Ed do this. Ed's much more of a Bravo Fox
than
I am.
And I'm Rarity?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's the best way we can figure out how this would go down. So, you know, play out that scene. So Rarity comes through the portal.
Oh, and heavens, darling, that fur is just wonderful on you.
And I must say that jewel is very large and beautiful.
Oh, yes, it is.
But you have to be very careful on these roads. There are thieves everywhere.
Just because I am a lady does not mean I am weak.
No, of course, but how would you feel against a terrible fire-breathing dragon with...
Like my little spiky wikey?
Oh, this isn't a little dragon. It's a big, fearsome dragon.
Oh, heavens. I'll do her voice well.
I don't think I'm doing a particularly good job.
I gotta say, nothing about this is good. Keep going.
I don't think we've had a single good element in this story so far.
But you know what, my dear? This pocket that you see before you is a magical pocket. Nothing can be taken out of it without my permission.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, I could... take the jewel for you for safekeeping.
It is very beautiful, but I must keep my gems safe.
What safer way to keep your jewels than in the magical pocket of Bravo the Fox?
What safer place to keep your jewels than in the pocket of this person you just met?
Well, for the sake of the story, I've never distrusted a fox before.
All right, so I think Rarity goes to hand the jewel to him, and then Mayor Ben comes in. And
Meyer?
I forget what Mayor Ben is.
Mayor Ben.
He's a leopard.
He's a leopard.
Oh,
so he pounces.
Not a leopard. Yeah.
Like a leopard.
He's a Ben Vereen.
Yeah.
All right, so what does Mayor Ben do, Meyer?
Bravo, who is this?
I wasn't doing anything.
What is the meaning of this? I was just... He was offering to protect my jewels.
Yes, just protect, that's all.
Bravo, were you really... Gotta just protect the jewel.
No.
You ruffian! This is my favorite jewel!
I'm sorry. I'm a fox. It's my nature.
All right, and with that racist remark, the scene ends.
I'm sorry to any foxes who are listening.
I'm just saying, it seems like that show is doing a bit of racial profiling.
Hey.
Just a bit.
Maybe.
Huh?
Okay, so now I think...
I'm Meyer.
All right, so now what if we cut to Bridge in Paris?
Okay.
Javert realizes that his life has been meaningless because Jean Valjean is actually a good man, and he decides to throw himself off a bridge.
So Javert, he looks into the heavens and he says, "There is nowhere I can turn," because this is a musical,
yeah.
"There is no way to go."
Jumps off the bridge, and then a portal opens up in the water, and he falls into it.
And he just plummets into the portal, expecting an icy death, but instead finds himself on a dirt road, surrounded by strange creatures, ponies, and...
Wait a minute, wait. What if we don't cross them all over yet?
All right, well...
What if Javert... And winds up in the dead space universe.
Yeah.
Okay, so he appears. He appears on the medical deck.
I kind of want Necromorphs to invade the French Revolution.
They still can.
Yeah, they still can. Yeah. It's a two-way portal.
Yeah.
There's right, no saying that we're not. You see, what I'm thinking is that Isaac is going to feel the need to clear the Necromorphs out of everything.
And so he's going to go to revolutionary France.
Well, if the Necromorphs get through to Equestria, that's how he's going to have to go through, and then they're going to go check out Revolutionary.
All right, so what if Javert doesn't meet Isaac yet?
Okay.
What if Isaac comes in later, and Javert falls and lands on a bed aboard the ISS Ishimura?
Okay.
The lights are dim. There's just emergency lights. And he can hear screams and the sounds of things clawing outside the door.
And Javert looks around. What is this sorcery? Because... He's surrounded by electricity and
metal.
And metal and things that he's never seen before. And the bed isn't just made of burlap sack full
foam.
Well,
I think by the late 1700s, their beds weren't burlap sacks.
Okay.
Well, if he sees a necromorph, logically, he would assume that he committed suicide and went to hell.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't seen a necromorph yet.
Yeah, he's like in someone's room, but there's a dead body in there.
Oh, God is punishing me for my wicked act of taking my own life. I must be in hell. And he looks around. And he walks towards a door and reaches out to open
it. There's a plasma cutter on the desk. Because this is a fan fiction crossover. So would he take the plasma cutter?
What sort of firearm is this? As he reaches over and grabs the plasma rifle, the plasma cutter, and sort of, manipulates it. And he fires off a blast.
Just then... There's a scraping sound from the air vent, and it bursts open, and this tentacle thingy drops down and scurries over to the corpse and stuffs itself in its head, and the corpse starts jerking and then stands up.
Javert starts shrieking, "Demon!" and just fires the plasma cutter at this creature.
And he keeps firing until the clip is empty. And the monster just starts screeching and falls back dead as its limbs get torn off by the plasma bolt.
Oh. Yes, and no, he's in hell now.
Oh, God, why have you forsaken me? He's singing this all.
Yeah,
of course.
All right, cut.
So
wait.
The fanfic would have actually lyrics and...
and notes.
Yeah.
We'd probably actually just look up a bunch of pop songs and copy the lyrics and paste them right in.
Okay.
I just met you, and this is crazy, so here's my plasma cutter. I'll shoot you, maybe.
Yeah. I quit the podcast.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's
can totally you give me a ride home?
It's really it's going downhill from here.
I don't know. All right, so, scene 3.
We
got to introduce Quantum Leap.
Yeah. All right,
so
we need a really awkward situation that Sam can leap into the middle of.
Well, I think first he has to end one situation,
okay,
and then leap into another one. So he's the easiest one to work in because he just leaps into it.
He can leap into Isaac.
Well, then you don't have Isaac; you just have Sam.
But you have the necromorphs and the...
That's true.
He leaps into Derpy.
He leaps into a pony.
That would be good. That would be good.
All right, so what is Sam just finishing?
All right, let's say he's...
necking with some broad.
Probably. He goes in for a deep, passionate kiss. Meanwhile, Al is reading off a list of all of the effects that Sam's previous leap has had.
Sam, the two of you get married, and you raise five wonderful kids. One of them grows up to be an Olympic swimmer.
Just as he's about to kiss her.
Adios, flash amigo.
And then the blue light fills the screen. Sam transitions in. And you know what? Since if he is gonna leap into Derpy, I think he should have a mailbag around him and be in mid flight. So he's like 60 feet in the air, just falling and screaming. Ah, oh boy!
The other ponies around don't seem to think anything weird of this because it's Derpy.
All right, so then Sam smacks into the ground, fully expecting to die. But he doesn't, because it's a cartoon.
Splat.
Yeah.
The mailbag lands comically on his head. He gets up and...
just because of, I just don't know what went wrong.
He looks around, he catches sight of a puddle of rainwater and peers over it, sees his reflection in a blonde, goggle-eyed pony, and just goes... Oh boy.
Alright, set scene three.
Sorry.
Alright, so what do we want to cut to next? I think Pony Zoobily Zoo.
Okay.
Probably. What's going on? So the mayor interrupted the fox stealing Rarity's gem. Yes, so what do they do now?
So who are you? I am Mayor Ben.
I am Lady Rarity of Equestria.
Well, welcome to Zoobily Zoo.
I thank you so much. My friends have come to visit your strange little place here. I've noticed you have different structures. This might be very interesting to make new ensembles for you.
Where are you from?
Wait, I'm sorry. So Rarity just likes to make clothes?
Well, that's one of her. She's a designer.
She's an entrepreneur. It's her business.
You know, if you're looking to start a haberdashing business, I do have a business card, Bravo V Fox. I can back you as long as you can provide a sturdy investment.
I feel like Bravo the Fox would be so shady that his business card says Bravo the Fox, blank line, and just writes in whatever it's supposed to be.
What you said.
Oh, I don't know if I could trust you after you tried to steal my precious.
I just like that idea for a character who does that. Oh, never mind. Sorry. Continue.
I just said a line. You talked over it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bravo's a bit of a troublemaker. But he has a good heart.
Thanks, Mayor Ben.
Perhaps we'll see what we can do.
I think we should investigate this portal and see if...
Oh, man. Bravo the Fox totally has to meet Thénardier.
Okay.
Yes, it was quite strange that this doorway randomly appeared in our town.
At this moment, Cockatoo Cockatoo runs in, squawking.
Why are there ponies everywhere?
Settle down. It seems that a portal has appeared.
Rah! Your outfit is fabulous. Why? Thank you, darling. At least someone appreciates fashion. Here, come talk with me. We'll swap stories.
And she links something with.
She links.
She puts her wing on something on the
her back.
Yeah.
Cross her withers.
Someone. Bravo, get me Lookout. He's good with adventuring.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, sir.
Pinkie Pie hops over. Ooh, Rarity! I found the storefront where they reprogram the animals.
I beg your pardon, Pinkie.
It looks just like a Clockwork Orange in there.
What are you...
I think Bravo sneaks off and says he's going to get Lookout, but doesn't actually. He jumps into one of the... portal.
So Bravo goes sneaking off into the woods and sees a glow in the distance and comes across another portal.
I wonder what's on the other side of that beautiful thing. And then he just hops headfirst into the portal.
All right, Bravo leaps through the portal and lands on a dirty, hard wooden floor. There's a whole bunch of people around him sitting at long wooden tables drinking ale and yelling at each other in a smoky room. It seems like they just finished a singing number.
And he looks up and standing before him is a mammoth of a woman in a dirty, tattered dress, and she has red hair just like all like sticking out. She's filthy. And she looks down at him and says, "What have we here? Who is this man in me house?"
Someone else has to be Bravo Fox. I have no idea.
I don't know enough about the show. So it might be a while.
I'm Bravo Fox, m'lady. So what a pleasure.
All right, I'll give it a shot. I'll give Bravo a shot.
Okay.
So you can keep doing your Madame Thénardier.
Okay.
What a pleasure to meet you, m'lady.
It's the next copying Ed's line.
Yeah.
It's a good line.
All right.
What do you?
What you?
You've got some gold, or else you're out on your rear.
Ah, well, I don't know if I have gold, but I could show you where there is some.
A tall, lanky man, hunched over with scraggly hair, wearing a French officer's uniform, walks over. Come right this way. I'll take that parcel you have.
What parcel does he have?
I don't know. It's
he has that bag.
Bag.
Oh, I know what.
What?
He should say he knows a pony with some jewels.
Wait, what currency do they use in Zoobaldy Zoo?
I don't think they ever talked about it.
Well, yeah. Thank you, sir. I have 10 Zoobaldy bucks.
The tall, lanky man, Thénardier and Madame Thénardier begin whispering to each other. And then suddenly the music that's there changes into a waltz. And
the fox looks around very confused because there's no orchestra.
And they begin to dance around Bravo. And they sing a song about how they want to see more of these Zubel bucks. They can turn it into a gold mine.
That's the worst logic ever.
Bravo, it's fanfic logic.
Yes. Yeah. Bravo the fox is only too happy to oblige them. He laughs and starts clapping and dancing with them. He says, "Yes, madame and monsieur, follow me through the portal, and I shall show you all the Zubely bucks you could wish for."
Here we go, right this way.
He just pushes them through
the portal.
Today.
Through the portal that opened today.
Bravo the fox grabs a cup of ale and takes a big swig, sets it down, and hops back through the portal. Okay.
I think we need to cut to Sam.
Okay. So what is going on with Sam? How do we bring him into this? Maybe Al shows up, and he's all confused because...
Al's not a cartoon.
No, yeah, Al is not a cartoon, and he's very confused because...
He's just Al. A big shaft of light opens up in the cartoon world of Equestria, and a flesh man...
Dean Stockwell.
A flesh and blood Dean Stockwell.
Very flamboyantly dressed.
Sam? Sam, where are you?
A human appears.
He says he's right here.
A human appears, pulling the attention of a teal unicorn sitting on a bench.
No, Ryan, no one can see him.
No, yeah. No, the animals
can
animals see him.
See Al. animals and children can see Al. So,
oh, what a wonderful twist!
Yeah, I think what everybody, every pony. I'm sorry.
Just stop.
Should stop. And either,
just look at
either,
him.
Yeah, just, every pony just stares at him.
With a big cartoon, like, gaping, huge eyes and gaping mouth.
Lyra turns to Bon Bon and says, "I told you they exist!"
And then he just goes, "Uh-oh." And then they all scream and run away.
Yeah.
Except for Sam.
Except for Sam, who is cowering behind Sugar Cube Corner. He waves a hoof over. He's still trying to figure out, you know, should he walk on all fours? If you, what the hell should he do?
All right, so Al walks over, you know, punching things into Ziggy.
Al, holy bazongas, Sam!
Al, I'm a pony.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yes, I know. I see.
All right, you could be.
I see over
no,
there
sorry,
and over
no,
here.
I'm sorry.
No, you obviously like it, so do it.
No, you do it.
I said do it.
You could both be.
I'll
Al.
Be Ziggy.
Okay.
You've got... Thanks. You're a cartoon.
I know. How does this happen?
Sam, get... Is it big?
I'm a girl pony.
Okay. I don't want to know anymore. Ziggy says you're here to save Equestria from the... From the... Necromorphs?
Ziggy doesn't know yet.
Necromorphs.
Necromorphs.
Al, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why would anybody write something called Necromorphs into a children's TV show?
I don't know. Ziggy says there's a 95% chance you're here to fight Necromorphs.
Ziggy says there's a 95% chance you're here to fight Well, look, Al, you go back and you run the numbers again, because do you see any necromorphs here?
He swipes a hoof across the...
No, I think he goes to gesture with both hands and it falls.
not now, but...
Townscape of
when he does that, Al and Sam are both disturbed because all of a sudden you hear.
No idea what you're doing.
You know, one of those like peaceful landscape.
Oh, background.
Incidental music.
We just kind of stare at you.
Al, is that incidental music?
I think so, Sam. This place is giving me the willies.
You gotta get me out of here.
Okay.
You gotta get me out of here.
We're gonna try, Sam. You just, you stay put. Whoa!
I hate you.
Ed, that means there's a cartoon pony in the waiting room.
a cartoon Pegasus. Probably flapping around and being very friendly.
All right. So Al exits back through the door.
The rectangle of light shoots back up, and Al steps in.
That's even meanwhile here. What's happening with either Javert or with Isaac?
Okay. Well, I think Javert could meet Isaac. So what? Javert kills the thing. What does he do?
I think Javert stands up, and he looks down. And now, to add to my sins, I've committed murder. And he walks over to the body, and he sort of peers over it. And a claw reaches up and grabs him by the throat, because it's not quite dead.
At that moment, the door slides open, and a man in strange armor sees Javert being strangled, and he takes a plasma cutter as well, and shoots the arm off the creature, and it goes...
And Javert just sort of stumbles back, and rips the arm off of his...
Are you the devil? Are you a demon?
No. My name's Isaac. Are you okay?
Where am I? Where is Jean Valjean?
I don't know. This is the Ishimura. It's a spaceship.
You hear a voice over the radio, a female voice. Isaac, you're there. My scans have picked up a strange Frenchman on the medical bed.
She goes, yeah, Ellie, I found him.
What is this voice that I hear? Where is it coming from now? I am quaking with fear.
It's my radio. Why are you singing? There's a roar behind them, and Isaac turns as a slasher comes barreling down the hall, and he just and fires off like four shots.
I think this is where Javert gains Isaac's trust, because Isaac doesn't take the shots.
Oh, so Isaac's too distracted,
and Javert takes the shot.
Okay, so then Isaac turns around. Wow, he goes, wow. Nice shot. Just make sure you gotta aim for the limbs.
Aim for the limbs. I think that I can do that.
Good.
Listen, you two have gotta get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I know. We're heading to the engine room now, Ellie. Look, I'm trying to find us a shuttle. I don't have you do. I'm trying to find us a shuttle, unless you know some other way off the ship.
I came through that.
He points to a gaping hole in the
But it's underwater, so they can't get back. That portal closes up.
There might be other ones here.
What the hell was that?
A path to hell.
Yeah, well, it can't be any worse than here. Look, just watch your back. Make sure none of those things get you. We'll look for another one of those portals or maybe a shuttle or something.
Yes, you lead the way into the darkness.
Isaac stops you. And a blue line shoots out of his hand and leads down the hall. That way. Isaac and Javert.
What a good sentence.
Team up to fight necromorphs.
That's almost as good as Ziggy says there's a 95% chance you're here to fight necromorphs.
Okay, so I think where this is going is that they're going to get added to Equestria.
Yes.
And be followed.
Or into Zubuli land.
Or both. All right. So.
And then now there's a subplot of Bravo the Fox and Thenardier
yes.
trying to make a buck off of whatever's
see,
happening.
That's how you know it's a good story, because there's layers.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm picturing that we might be going back to Zubuli Zoo Land.
Probably,
it's just called Zubuli Zoo. That's the name of the town.
Okay.
Okay, so we're back.
I get really angry.
It's just called Zubuli Zoo, Eric.
It's just Zubuli Zoo.
Rarity and Pinky are going with Cockatoo.
Mayor Ben, I feel like, is probably talking to Twilight.
Pinky's just bouncing around. Oh my god, look at you! You're like a bird! I've only seen a couple of birds. I saw a bird, Philomena, that was Princess Celestia's bird. It's a phoenix, though. Are you a phoenix? Are you going to burst into flame and then come back to life?
Cockatoo is probably talking just as much. They're talking over each other.
Rarity's just... Oh... There's two of them now.
And I would say Mayor Ben is probably conversing with the leader, who is, I guess, is that Twilight?
Well, I mean, there's also the mayor of town, but, you know, Twilight's pretty much in the show more. She's the leader, pretty much.
Twilight is taking copious notes.
Yeah.
So, this just appeared, you say?
Yes, actually, this is Twilight. I was doing a couple of experiments, and something went wrong, and here we are.
Is there a curmudgeon-y old animal in Zubuli Zoo?
Not really.
No.
Never mind.
I would
I'm sorry, say, Alex.
Twilight is very anxious because she hasn't practiced any of her first contacts.
Bravo is always the antagonist.
Well, can we add characters?
Sure.
OCs.
Yeah, OC. All right.
OCs.
So there's Teddy the tortoise.
Okay.
He's the curmudgeon-y old man, and he comes.
I think this is the first Zubuli Zoo OC.
I bet you it's not. Anyway, he comes hobbling out of his house with a cane, and he's a wrinkly old man with a bushy beard and an
big
old
bushy beard.
He's the
old
guy
dirty turtle costume.
Okay.
Even though he's a miserable bastard, we should have everybody in Zubuli Zoo love him.
Yes, yeah. Everyone loves him.
Make him a real Gary Stew.
He's the old man in town. Of course we all love him.
Yeah. And so he hobbles out, you know, his cane clicks against the ground, and he sees the mayor leading the procession of ponies. What's all this?
Oh, darling, that's a lovely little cane you've got there.
Oh, it seems,
Get away from me, you dirty dog!
Teddy.
Oh, wait, no, what's the height ratio to these Zubuli Zoo animals and
ponies? Oh, that's
ponies?
An important question.
That is, yeah, important.
I think the ponies are only, like, 3 or 4 feet tall.
I mean, the Zubuli Zoo characters are human size.
That's right. True. So they're, like, half as tall as you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. Get away from me, you... beast!
You shall not speak to a lady like that.
He clunks her on the head with his cane.
It makes a big cartoony thunk.
What was that?
We have Teddy. We have to work together.
Why?
And the tortoise is horrified when a big whelp goes.
Oh heavens! This will take forever to come out. This does not go with my mane.
What is that?
It seems a portal has appeared. We're trying to fix it.
What are they made of? Says Van Gogh, who's apparently there also. Because that happens in fanfics.
I don't know. You gotta figure. Get Bill.
Why? So we can build a wall over them?
Maybe he
get these vagabonds out of our town?
Maybe he can figure out what this is made out of.
I tell you what it's made out
of. All right, what is it?
Dark magic. I've been warning all of you about the day the monsters would come.
That's true.
And you would just laugh at me.
Was that...
He claps his cane on the ground.
Was that points and laughs and says, oh, you always say that, Teddy.
I know. And these portals are the first sign of the apocalypse.
Oh. Of course, Teddy knows the whole thing about dark magic.
You didn't want to listen before. Now everyone wants Teddy.
Well, we had no problems. I dealt with dark magic until now.
Oh, we did.
Twilight speaks.
But I took care of them, so you never had to know.
Teddy,
This isn't dark magic. I'm acquainted with dark magic, and my magic is not dark at all.
See? I think we have to say goodbye to the first Zoobly Zoo OC ever. Teddy... I think you're overreacting. Just then, from a portal above Teddy, two claws reach down, sink into his shoulders, and rip him in two.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's a giant spike, because there's all sorts of necromorphs. Right. So yeah. A portal rips open above him, and Teddy looks up and goes, what? And a giant spike tentacle like a scorpion just wraps around him and stabs into his neck, cutting his head off, and then yanks him back up through the portal. And then it closes.
Spraying Zubal blood all over.
Rarity faints.
Right on the spot. Teddy's vacant eyes just stare at everyone.
Rarity
leaving
faints.
The head behind.
Yes.
Rarity faints, Applejack catches her.
Of course.
At this point,
whoa,
I think
Nelly.
The Zubals and ponies are like shriek in terror, which Sam can hear from Equestria.
All right, so we cut to Sam in Equestria, who's just figured out how to walk on four legs.
Yeah.
Flying is going to be another
the cutie mark.
I'm sorry I killed Teddy off so quickly.
You made me care so much about this character in that little bit of time. I'm so sad.
Well, you
the
can write
old curmudgeon-y turtle.
You can write the creators of Zoobly Zoo. Tell them they should revive the show and add Teddy the tortoise.
What you were saying?
I was saying the cutie mark crusaders have been teaching Sam to walk.
Maybe this will get us our walking teaching to walk cutie marks.
Yeah, whatever, girls. That's great.
What would the teaching to walk cutie mark look like? I don't know. It's kind of not awesome enough to be one of mine.
They probably also don't see him as derpy.
They would probably see him as a weird naked ape.
Yeah.
So what would that look like? He's walking around. Yeah. This is the weirdest episode of Quantum Leap.
Because animals see Sam as Sam.
Right.
So they see a guy naked.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Because Sam only looks like a pony. So would he still be bipedal?
Yeah. Well, that's actually a big debate that they have.
They never kept it consistent. Because he didn't have legs in that one episode.
There was one episode where he gave birth. And there was another episode, as Ed said, where he was a double amputee, and he was able to stand and walk.
All right, so I guess he would have to walk on all fours then.
So, yeah. We'll go with this is Sam's soul has leaped episode. So he's actually in Derpy's body. Right.
But they would see
his
aura.
This is the fourth time you teach Derpy to walk this week.
We didn't get a cutie mark any of the other times.
I like how, Ryan, you stopped taking notes right after the first sentence.
Yeah, I realized that this story was going to get way too big for notes.
I mean, he wasn't going to write sheet music.
All right, anyway, so there's
why not?
There's a scream. What was that?
I think I heard it come from over there.
There's a sound of lots of feet and hooves hitting the ground. And they look toward the big portal, and there's a big cartoon cloud of smoke as all the ponies and the Zoobly Zoo animals come running back through the portal into Equestria. All the Zoobly Zoo animals stop and just stare at the cartoon world around them.
Now, what's all the hubbub about?
Monsters!
Monsters! I don't know who was saying that.
This is someone, you know, one of them.
It's Bud Abbott and Lou Costello have also joined.
Just another simple
Zubo. That would have been an awesome addition to this crossover.
Abbott and Costello meet My Little Pony Zubly Zoo.
Dead Space, Quantum Leap.
What's the name of the guy who died?
Javert.
Thank Teddy. Teddy died.
What's the name of the guy who died? Who?
How do you say who in French?
No, that's when. Aquí.
That's fuck, here in Spanish.
I forget. Aquí. It's just Q-U-I.
So who's on first? Aquí.
Okay, so anyway.
So,
Alright, maybe that wouldn't work as well as I thought.
Yeah.
Let's see, Sam is frantic and he turns toward the CMCs and he says, girls, I need you to...
CMCs? The Crusaders.
Oh my gosh.
Girls,
I gotta get the lingo.
I don't want to.
I think something really bad is going to happen. Are there any weapons around here? And they bring him a stack of pies. And Sam just goes...
Fresh baked ass, sugar cube corner.
And Sam just goes, ah... and at which point the sky darkens, fills with, you know, ponderous clouds and lightning, and horrible tentacle thing crawls.
Just begin dropping in.
All right, we cut to Javert and Isaac. They've just run down a corridor being chased by necromorphs. And then to their left, a portal opens up, and they can see light on the other side. Isaac grabs Javert and goes, this is our best shot! And just yanks him through. And they land in the middle of Town Square in Equestria. I just realized Isaac's also CG, and Javert is just a person.
So, yeah. So we have a person.
A person in a fox.
Person in animal costumes. Yeah. cartoons and a CG man.
Alright.
Isaac gets up and dusts himself off. Shit! The portal's still open behind him. There's necromorph screeching and clawing. And then he goes to run and just stops looking around at everything. What the hell?
Ellie chirps over the radio. Isaac, you're not going to believe what's on the bridge.
Try me.
This world is strange. What sort of devils are these?
Oh, he sings too.
She likes singing.
Alright, in that case, I guess we might as well bring some of the threads together.
I think at this point, a sort of all-out battle begins in the middle of Town Square.
Yeah.
I think that at this point, the characters should be pushed back into, is there a castle?
Town Hall.
Yeah. Oh, no, better idea. They get pushed back into revolutionary France behind the barricade.
Okay. the characters...
All the necromorphs is just...
So
let's
kill off a couple of characters, because I think that some people, some, like, random...
Yeah.
Like, I feel like maybe...
All right, so necromorph starts streaming out of the hole behind Isaac and Javert, and more just start popping open and monsters falling out. So, guys, name some random ponies. Applejack.
No!
Gets murdered in front of everyone.
No!
A necromorph jumps on her and just starts stabbing and stabbing and stabbing until she's dead. And then she goes...
This is my favorite part!
And she turns into a horrible pony necromorph with four bladed tentacles for legs and starts galloping about, murdering everyone else.
And Apple Bloom goes, Applejack!
And then Applejack just snarls and cuts her in half.
No. Oh, God!
Sacrifice. Hey! They killed Teddy.
I think that Lookout runs forward.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's daring and adventurous. Yes. He runs forward to try to shield the CMC from a necromorph.
Yeah.
And he just gets a tentacle through either chest.
And then the necromorph
either side of his chest. And it's just ripped in two.
Oh, yeah.
And then people just start screaming, and Isaac shouts like, "Shoot the lamb! Take off the limbs!" But no one's listening to him.
And the kids are just showered in gore.
There are ponies scrambling hoof over hoof, hurling pies at these monsters. Completely ineffectively.
Was that just gets destroyed? Because she's the hot one.
Was that probably gets tentacle raped?
She
actually.
There, yeah.
Was that the kangaroo probably gets tentacle raped?
No, if that's where you want to go.
I mean, this is a fanfic. That's kind of
dark.
This is a fanfic.
This is getting kind of grimdark.
We haven't shipped anyone.
What?
We haven't shipped anyone.
This is now terrible times. They're going to be shipped now.
We kind of shipped, who was it? Rarity and the mayor a little bit.
I kind of want to ship the mayor with the leader of whatever ponies are from.
Twilight? Okay. Mayor Ben with Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
So let's decide who gets pushed back into the portal to Revolutionary Friends.
Okay. I think Javert and Isaac have
Javert and Isaac.
I think probably Twilight, maybe Rarity.
Twilight and Rarity.
I would have said Applejack if you... Rainbow Dash, actually, probably.
Mayor Ben Bravo.
All right, we'll give you Rainbow.
Mayor Ben... Bravo and Mayor and Thenardier are somewhere else.
Mayor Ben and Talkatu.
Mayor Ben and
Talkatoo. She can still get killed.
Yeah. I think that Sam and Twilight have to solve this one because Sam is the greatest physics genius of a generation.
So Sam / Derpy obviously is gonna.
Sam. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're falling back, and all of a sudden the rectangle opens up again, and Al steps through. Sam, it says here that you have holy shit. As Al steps out of the cartoon land, it's just burning around him.
Things have changed.
And then a tentacle just swipes through his holographic image, and he just goes, "Nice try, Nozzle." And then he follows Sam into the portal. "Hey, Sam, where are you going?"
Away from here!
And he punches in, and as Sam disappears into the portal, Al punches some numbers into Ziggy, disappears, and reappears on the other side of the portal.
Alright, so they manage to get through, and the portal slams shut behind them. And they're standing in front of a giant barricade just made of, you know, wood and metal and furniture all nailed together. And everyone stops and looks at them.
And Sam looks up, and they all see a cartoon horse.
Because they see a few cartoon horses.
Where Sam is.
Yeah.
Did we just walk through a hole in space-time to Revolutionary France?
A bunch of muskets are immediately trained on you. All of you creatures, who are you now? Identify yourselves or we will shoot.
Javert steps forward. "My friends, please! They are running. They are refugees just like you." They weren't really refugees.
No.
Close enough. Javert struck.
Uh-oh. At this point in the story, Javert has already betrayed them, pretended to be on their side.
But it's a fanfic. That's true. Him.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Plus now he's with ponies and cartoons.
And you know what? Javert has learned something. You know, since
right.
he killed
so,
him.
Yeah, he's undergone
so,
the
carcass. So let's just play that out then. So, there is that cop, that man who would lead us astray.
Wait, is Jean Valjean still behind the barricade?
No.
He could be.
No, because he crawled through the sewers.
Mm. Right.
Safety.
Nice. Thanks, Ed.
All right. Well, you know what, fuck it. It's a fanfic.
Yeah, he can fuck. Sure. We can do whatever we want. So the Jean Valjean steps out. "No, everyone, stop! Javert has learned his lesson. He is here to help us, I'm sure."
And then in that one spoken word of every musical, the music just stops dead. And Javert goes, "Valjean.
Javert."
And then they make
Valjean
out.
"Valjean, blast."
They make out.
And then they just kiss.
Yeah.
And then they kiss, yes.
And everyone looks very uncomfortable.
And now it's a slash fic.
Yeah.
Okay, so Valjean and Javert make out.
Everyone else on the barricade just sort of stops and looks at each other. "I guess they're good." And then someone else up top.
Sam walks over and taps one of them on the shoulder. Guys, maybe not the best time.
You get a wave. Sam gets a wave. One of the guys at the top of the barricade shouts, "My God, what is that creature?"
As he snaps from, as a claw just reaches up and grabs him around the neck and just snaps his neck.
And yanks the body
And yanks the body barricade. And just throws it.
Oh, gosh.
Who was that? What character was that that died?
Random French guy, yeah. Number
no!
four.
And then the muskets start going off in the directions of the necromorphs.
Isaac goes, "Look, guys, we got to do something about those portals."
"Brothers, we must listen to the man who speaks strangely."
Isaac goes, "You guys debate it. I'm going to try to hold them off." And he climbs up the barricade and starts shooting down. And all of a sudden, a bar appears floating over the barricade. And every time one of the necromorphs gets too close and hits it, it goes down a little bit.
Great.
All right. Sam says, that looks like it's not gonna last. I've been doing some calculations because I'm a genius at physics. I think that I can close the portals, but I need to find whoever opened them."
That would be me,"
says Twilight.
All right, and Sam and Twilight then proceed to geek out together.
All right, so at this point...
She enjoys this very much.
Yeah.
At this point, I think we need to cut to the lair of the Necromorph King.
Well,
that's not a real thing, I know.
Okay, yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's the Necromorph King.
The lair of the Necromorph King.
Or Queen.
Where Bravo and Thénardier are plotting to sell secrets...
to the Necromorph.
To the Necromorph King.
In exchange for all the Zubily Bucks.
In Zubily Zoo.
The Necromorph King is sitting upon his tentacly throne that just
growing out of.
Okay, is growing out of his tentacly throne. Tentacly throne, and everything just writhed. There's just a head on fleshy tentacles attached to the throne. It has a beard made of smaller tentacles with little blades at the end.
"So, what do you offer as tribute?"
"My liege, I offer this. My liege, I offer that. And I'm also wearing a smashing hat."
A tentacle whoops out and grabs the hat and places it down upon the Necromorph King's head.
"So, do we have a deal?"
"Speak your peace to the Necromorph King."
"We can give you entry to where the holdouts are hiding. And you could kill the only people who could close the portals and stop your reign of terror."
"And in exchange?"
"You give us all the Zoobelbucks in Zoobly Zoo."
The Necromorph King's head turns around on its tentacle, and there's just a necromorph that's just like a torso with a head growing out of the wall. And he starts, "What do you think?" And the thing,
"I think it's a good deal. You should take it."
He turns. There's another advisor. The same thing on the other side.
"And you?"
"Oh, God, kill me!"
And then just then, a voice comes from one of the portals nearby. "You say we're going to kill the one called Twilight Sparkle?" Out walks Trixie.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, Trixie.
The great and powerful Trixie must have a stake in this.
Okay. That's a character.
All right.
So, Amar!
The Necromorph King goes, "Yes. We shall join forces and eliminate our opposition."
God, he sounds like Emperor Palpatine had a stroke.
The great evil quartet of the Necromorph King,
Trixie,
Thénardier, and Bravo the Fox
cackle evilly as the camera pulls away.
Okay. We cut back to the barricade.
God.
The bar above it has gone down. It's halfway down. It's yellow now. It's not green anymore. Now the health bar for the barricade is yellow. And Isaac yells down, "Hurry up!
Sam and Twilight are sitting down. There's a chalkboard that's just full of equations. Half of it is just physics nonsense, and the other half is hoof prints.
Twilight's reading out of the book, The Young Mayor's Guide to Finding Intergalactic Evil.
We're almost there. We've almost got it.
Just a few more calculations and we'll be there.
Suddenly, there's a clap of thunder and lightning shoots out of the sky. The clouds swirl as a giant portal opens above them, bigger than any of others before. Necromorphs just start falling through, mutated Pegasuses that have wings with the fox and Thénardier riding on them. Come swooping. Did Trixie fly?
No, she's
all right. The fly. Trixie is riding a necromorph pony. What?
Bravo's a fly.
Yeah, Bravo. Bravo's riding a horrible necromorph Pegasus.
Oh yeah.
And they're all carrying swords with like hats, and they're the generals of the army. Attack!
And Trixie should be wearing that
the Alicorn amulet.
Yeah, the Alicorn amulet.
Yeah. It makes her more powerful.
Ooh. Yeah, her eyes are glowing red, and she's striking down French peasants with lightning.
And the French revolutionaries are singing, "Red the blood of necromorphs," as they're just stabbing necromorphs with the bayonets and firing musket shots helplessly into them. And they're trying to hack off their limbs with the sharp side of the bayonet. But the French revolutionaries are no match for the necromorphs.
No. What's the mayor doing, Meyer?
Well, I guess the mayor would have to. What has to be done? He would probably take a gun up and help start fighting the necromorphs with the Frenchmen.
All right, so he jumps up on the barricade. Yeah. He's picturing Isaac and the mayor next to each other, just fending off necromorphs.
See, he's played by Ben Vereen, so he has really cool moves.
Yes, he does. He is really good.
Isaac's plasma cutter is long out of ammo, so he just has a bayonet with everyone else.
See, I see Rainbow Dash right now as the element of loyalty, willing to sacrifice herself by trying to sonic Rainbow into the...
Well, that's a... Sam says... We can close the portals, but we need to generate an enormous amount of energy somehow.
Rainbow Jazz just steps right up. I'm on it! Flies into the air, pulls out, starts diving to making speed. A cone appears around her, and she bursts right through.
No. She just plows through a cloud of flying necromorphs, and they just splatter around her because she's moving so fast.
But she has to create the sonic rain boom.
I know.
She goes by so fast that the shockwave rips the skin off of all of the necromorphs.
They don't notice.
And also there's a trail of blood and gore and viscera
falling from the sky.
And since the mayor's also a leopard, he is really strong and fast. So.
Oh, he's just like
I feel like the mayor just like all of a sudden the surviving Zubily Zoo animals become feral.
Yes.
So the mayor just starts ripping into things.
They just go right into feral mode.
Watch out for that feral cockatoo.
Watch out for that feral man just as a leopard.
Van Gogh the lion is just ripping.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for saying Van Gogh.
Van Gogh the lion is just tearing the arms off of necromorphs with his bare hands.
It's just like lion.
Bill the Beaver.
He's repairing the barricade.
Oh, yeah. Bill the Beaver's just. Bar fill back up.
Yeah. Yeah, just he's running.
He's support.
It's Builder Beaver. Okay, so Builder Beaver is fixing the barricade.
I mean, it's tough though. Like, he's just barely holding on. Oh, like, he fixes a section, and then a minute later, right next to it, just a claw comes smashing through.
Sam shouts to Al, quick, have Ziggy adjust the resonance of the hologram to match that of the portals.
You got it, Sam.
Al and the portal start flashing in synchronicity.
Sam.
Don't worry, Al. Assuming that the blue Pegasus up there does her sonic rain whatever, everything should be fine.
Assuming?
Otherwise, we're all going to die.
Oh, one of those days.
She calls down, hey, you never doubt the Dash! It sounds like a line she'd say.
Probably.
She's pretty.
Meanwhile, it's, you know, it's music of like...
music just swells from nowhere.
Yeah.
Less powder, more rainbow!
I mean, it's the climax. So yeah. It's booming.
Yeah. Like a necromorph, you see, leaps up at the top and slashes at Isaac and cuts his arm deep and he screams. And then the mayor just leaps over and throws him off, and Isaac just goes, thanks. And then reaches, takes his bayonet and just stabs right over the leopard's head and kills a necromorph right behind
him. I mean, at one point, the Bravo is riding a necromorph and just charges straight at Takatu Kakatu. And the necromorph, and he just, the necromorph grabs Takatu Kakatu with its claw, reaches, lifts her up to till she's eye level with Bravo, and then he spits in her face, and it just crushes her.
Oh, that was vindictive.
And then, and then he laughs maniacally, and then all of a sudden, blood sprays from his mouth. And he turns around and he looks and he sees the face of the mayor.
And it's like a whole, like a part.
The mayor just punched
through Bravo.
He's just still beating hearts in his hand.
And then he pulls the heart back out and just takes a bite out of him.
Sorry, mayor. I've learned my lesson.
Too and then late.
He, and then he falls off of the necromorph.
Jesus.
It's just a shame you didn't learn it quick, fast and earlier. Farewell, sweet prince.
All right, so what is
I think we need an obstacle for Rainbow Dash. So, the great and powerful Trixie decides that she's going to stop Rainbow Dash. An aura of magical red energy surrounds her. Her eyes are flaming, and she, you know, flies right in front of Rainbow Dash in her path, and a huge magical symbol appears in the air behind her, and she goes, "Stop! The great and powerful Trixie commands you!"
Rainbow Dash stops for no pony. Is this going to actually be able to stop her?
Up to you. I think maybe, how about this? We'll say Dash slams head on into Trixie, pushing her backwards through the symbol. The symbol shatters like glass.
There's one of those, like, Dragon Ball Z energy explosions. And just...
An explosion of rainbow red magical energy, blood, and guts.
Thénardier looks up and is knocked off of his necromorph and just falls to the ground, and he's covered in rubble.
And Valjean just walks over and sees him there and takes his musket and just stabs him in the heart. That's for Cosette. He just takes it and walks away.
All of the portals also start to flash with those rainbow lights. And all of the characters from the different worlds start fading back into their own realities.
Well, wait, so the portals start closing, but the giant one is taking a long time to close, and a huge necromorph tentacle comes down, and you hear the voice of the necromorph king go, "I will not be defeated!"
All right, so who's going to defeat the necromorph king?
I think the only person who can defeat the necromorph king, is Isaac.
Isaac? Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Picture. So Isaac just runs over with his bayonet and jumps on the tentacle and starts stabbing it, and the tentacle starts flailing, and you can hear the necromorph king scream, and it pulls back, it starts to pull back up into the Dead Space universe, just trailing Isaac with it, and it gets pulled through just as the portal closes.
Sam looks up and says, "He was a brave man, whoever that was."
And then they all start flickering and fading away to their own universes.
The mayor's holding Bravo's dead body.
And the Zubilizu characters all recapitulate in their own universe and suddenly come back to themselves, and they're all covered in blood and and guts, and the mayor has his hand through the fox's dead body.
And there's so much pony corpses on in Ponyville.
Equestria's burned to the ground.
Ponyville is littered with corpses. Yep.
I think...
This calls for a party!
I think that the Zubals have a very somber burning of the corpses.
I love the end of Star Trek.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yes.
The mayor makes a speech like...
The mayor just sees the fox's ghost standing next to the fire and just nods at him.
I was going to say, two guard royal guards ponies pulling the sun chariot arrive with Princess Celestia in tow. And she lands and says, "Twilight, I've come for a bit." Oh, damn it, not again.
There has to be a fitting funeral for Applejack, you jerks.
They have a funeral.
Applejack and the sister that she murdered as a necromorph.
Well, Sam, it looks like you saved Equestria. Equestria. From the necromorphs. See, I told you. Bye.
Oh, wait, okay, I know how we should end it. So there's just a flat. So Princess Celestia comes over. She goes, "I'd like to thank you, human thing, for your help."
You're welcome.
No, I think he can't get off that easily. I think they stand there. All right, so.
Well, no, I was going to say, because then he reappears in some other weird universe.
See, I was thinking, like, he has to do something. Like, that wasn't
wasn't what he was there for.
All right, Sam, so, go ahead.
It's not right, Al. Something's still not done.
What is a... Oh. Oh, you're not going to like this, Sam.
What? What is it?
Please, don't make me tell you. You're not going to like this.
Al, just tell me so I can get the hell out of here.
You're supposed to father the new Prince of Equestria.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Is that where we want to end?
That's okay.
Okay.
We need to leave up for a sequel.
I think that leaves... Okay. So here's our sequel. So in the cold depths of space, you see parts of necromorphs floating. And the camera zooms in across this huge spaceship, and you can see ISS Ishimura along the side. And Isaac's body is just sort of floating next to it. And all of a sudden, the camera... Oh, no, not Isaac's body. There's a piece of armor just floating in space. And the camera's just panning across. And all of a sudden, a portal opens.
Yeah.
And
the portal opens. And riding on Twilight Sparkle in like, commando armor... is Javert. Next to him is Mayor Ben, just in, like, animal skins.
No, we have to just leave it open for any kind of sequel.
That's true.
So it's just portal, so they're still out there.
Yeah. The end. Question mark.
Yeah. Question mark.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think that was a pretty good fan fiction.
Yo, what the fuck have we done, you guys?
Oh, we have to give it a title. That's the most important part.
That is. Let's see.
We could maybe cut out the silence of us thinking about the title.
Yeah. And we will look like we instantly came up with the perfect title.
Alright, so what do we want to title this awesome fan crossover fan fiction?
For a few Zubly bucks more.
I don't know. This is a tough question.
I'm never good with titles.
Yeah.
How many dead spaces are there?
Three.
Dead Space 4, Javert's Redemption.
Oh, what about Dead Space 4? Equestria has fallen. Or the Equestrian Revolution.
Wrath of the Necromorph King.
Revenge of the Necromorph King. No, it will be Wrath, yeah.
Yeah, Wrath.
I just wish to name it the greatest fanfic ever written.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, just the greatest fan fiction
ever written. Greatest fan fiction ever written. I think we can make...
Well, no, we haven't written it, though.
That's right,
just the greatest fan fiction
ever told.
Ever told. ever outlined and role-played out by five guys in a basement.
All right, but if any of our listeners want to make a transcript of this, we'd love to read it. No, we wouldn't.
I would. But
especially if you write sheet music.
Yes.
Yeah, we want this to be a full experience, so, you have to write the music. You're going to write this.
Okay,
you
so
have to orchestrate it.
That was. I think that was actually a pretty good fan fiction.
Yeah, it was.
All right, so we'll be right back.
I'm on
a break. Hope you enjoyed that episode as much as we did.
We did a lot.
Yeah, we definitely had a lot of fun creating that. Yeah. That wonderful fanfiction.
Except for when Applejack died.
I like that.
That was my favorite part.
My favorite part was when Javert and Valjean made out.
Now, what do we call that chippy pair? Javjean or Valver? Valver. I like Valver.
Valver, yeah.
I hope Elaine and Boubile don't sue us for stealing their music for this. Mm.
I have to say, I also think that there's a little romance brewing between Sam and us.
Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah.
That could lead to jealousy issues in the sequel when he has to fuck her mentor. And,
right? Oh. Don't spoil that we're going to have a sequel.
I think the mayor is a broken mayor. It was a massacre, basically. Yeah.
I think he's going to turn to alcohol.
There's only
turn to alcohol.
Two more main characters besides him that survived.
It's a ghost town. For the
we did set it up for a sequel, though. But you know what else set up for a sequel? Super Mario Brothers the movie.
look how far that got them.
Yeah.
Six sequels later.
All right. Well, speaking of how far things have gotten, I think it's about time we bring this episode to a close. So, as always, you can visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/Ragnarok. And remember, you can always check out our podcast by going to www.ragnarok.com or by visiting us on iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter. There's like five of you. So, good job.
That's about like one less than the number of posts we made on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think we might know, don't we know all of them?
Probably.
Yeah, I think we
but should. But if you decide to be brave, it's twitter.com/Ragnarok, or you can follow us at Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. And you can also give us a call and leave us a voicemail at
516-362-6373 or 516-362-3000.
Nerd! Fuck you, Alex. That's too many. Oh, I get it.
Ryan just gets more and more exasperated saying that line.
One of these days, I'm just gonna murder all of you.
10 episodes from now, it's gonna be like, "Hey, Ryan, what's the number?"
Son of a bitch!
Oh,
I'm gonna pull off my shirt. There'll be a bomb strapped. You better remember the numbers because I've got a dead man's trigger.
Because the only way this bomb is stopping is if you input that number as it is.
I just couldn't get it out.
You got it. One try, or it goes off! Alright, so. Until next time, I'm Alex.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Ed.
I'm Otter.
And that's
Eric. Not doing it.
And this has been another episode of Ragnarok. See you next time.
Bye, everybody.
I'm Otter.
I'm Alex.
I'm Eric!